although you weren't on the field when the match finished, but that was a kind of like a Leinster final. The crowd really, really roars at the end, didn't it?
Yeah, just at the end of it there, it kind of took a life its own. We got a, I suppose obviously we got the goal, but we got a pointer just before it, and there was a bit of a run, and the crowd got behind kind of both teams there. It was coming right down to the melting pot, and luckily we kind of just stuck to our plan and came through it, so yeah, it was great.
Nice start of the new year to get two wins, isn't it?
It is, yeah, but just not even just to get the wins, it's to get the games as well, and get the new guys, and I suppose we're missing a couple of our main starters as such, and there's some new lads getting a run as well, so it's great to deepen the panel, deepen the squad just before the league, so now we're starting into the league next week, obviously, with Laois, so yeah, it's good, two good games to get before that, so.
Two joint captains are injured at the moment, so you've been given the honour. Do you think you might hang on to it?
I'm not sure. Yeah, look, maybe she never know. I might be there again. This is a coin toss. That's all you have to do. Liam, there's not much more. In my book, there's nearly everyone's a captain or a leader on the field, so and taking charge of their own game. But yeah, I might do the coin toss again next weekend.
And you've new physical trainer this year, Dermot Byrne, who trained Drogheda or Dundalk.
Yeah.
League of Ireland. Probably brings something different, does he, to the table, Jack?
Yeah. Graham, he came in the North Dublin Hawks, and we were taking our time to get used to that. No, he's brilliant. It's just a different approach, different coming from a different sport. He's adding a few different new different things to our game, which is always good. So we're pushing on again to the next level, trying to get a little bit more speed work done with our feet and stuff like that. So yeah, all going well. Six, seven weeks of pre-season done. A couple of games under the belt, so we're in good shape now going into the league, Liam. Yeah.
Being an inter-county hurler now is nearly a 12-month job, isn't it? I mean, it doesn't seem too long since you won the county final, and you're straight back into it almost. Little chance of a break.
Little chance of a break, I suppose. But I got a question similar to this as well. When you're playing and you're in the sport, like you don't have many years playing it, so I personally don't really mind that. Well, you know, if you're playing for 12 months of the year, it means that you're getting on well with your club, and you're maybe getting to the semi-final, county final even, like we did. There is a bit of a burden, but we enjoy what we're doing, and like, as I was saying, it's not going to last forever, so I don't really mind.
The new faces around the dressing room this year, and I suppose that's always a good thing, isn't it? Puts pressure on the likes of yourself and Kevin there standing in front of us.
Yeah, I mean, the competition again, it's just gone up another level. There's seven or eight new guys after coming in. Some of them have been starting the last two games and pushing for places, and you know, that's what top teams have. They've guys coming in off the bench one day, and they might be starting the next day, and that's exactly what we need. So, you know, competition will make all the players better again, Liam, and hopefully we'll develop that team, a deeper team again, going into league and championship this year.
What will please you all is the determination at the end. You know, the Denver said, oh yeah, that you had one through in the end, and of course, who else, only Mac would be there to score the goal.
Yeah, he's no better man to pop up on the edge of the square to tap one in. I suppose that's the credit to what we've kind of built into this team the last year, two years, three years maybe. Sticking to the plan when it's going against us, stay to the plan right to the end of it. Trust what Davey's saying, telling us to do. And sure, it was evident there, we came right in at the very end of it with that last minute goal, and then we got a score after it. So, it made great entertainment, but just on us, it's just evident that we're staying to what we're meant to be doing, and it's working.
You were kind of one of the senior members now, Jack, even though you're still a very young fellow, of course, I should add.
Yeah.
How important was it that Davey came back?
Oh, crucial. I think, Liam, we were just in a place there where he got us to a place where he showed that we can go and do this, we can go and compete in the All-Ireland Leinster finals and All-Ireland final semi-finals. So I think him coming back, hopefully now we go on and do it this year. But again, he's after just building on exactly where we left last year, where we departed last year. We've come in there back in November, and we started to build on it again. So I think it's critical that he came back, and it's brilliant. It's great buzz around, and team all really working well, running behind him again. So looking forward to it.
It was nice to get the game here tonight, because you'll be back here next Saturday night, you know, to get a feel for the place and playing under lights. But players don't mind playing under lights, do they? Because you're training under lights anyway.
Yeah, look, we're training under lights 3 or 4 days a week. I suppose it's like a dress rehearsal, I suppose, because we're coming up here next Saturday night to play Laois in the first round, and they'll be really gunning for us, so it's nice to get up, go through the kind of routine of what it's like to come up playing Laois, and we'll get back training now this week and come up and do our job next week as well, hopefully.
And just if I may ask you about your club, you have a serious man coming in to manage you this year.
Yeah, we do. So
you'll get no break at all this year, Jack. Well, you hope, says you.
I hope, yeah. If you, as I said, if you don't get a break, it means you're getting on well in the later stages of the club championship. Yeah, look, John Myler is taken over as the hurling manager, which is great. There's a couple of selectors there from the club as well. But again, the players are the same as last year, so it's the same principles. We need
it's
to
a new voice.
Yeah, but we need to row in behind them again and take game by game as they come. You know, nothing's won this time of year, Liam, you know that. So, but yeah, looking forward to that championship too when that all kicks off. So.
Well, you did win the Walsh Cup today, so yeah. Congratulations, Jay.
Thanks very much, Liam.